This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Police say violence and destruction broke out on Saturday when officers tried to break up a party involving hundreds of people near the University of Colorado Boulder. Videos shared by the Daily Camera show people flooding a street in the University Hill area. Most were not wearing masks or social distancing. Police say three officers were injured and at least one car was damaged. A bill that would scale back the number of state standardized tests students take cleared its first hurdle at the Colorado legislature Friday. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Under the bill, students would take only one state standardized test this year in either math or English instead of up to three. Dozens of educators and parents argued that students' learning and mental health must be prioritized now. High school science teacher Angela Bird.
I need time to rebuild their confidence, to connect them to skills, not administer a standardized test.
If passed, the proposal would still need federal approval. The bill now goes to the House Appropriations Committee. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Mesa County has launched a mobile pilot program to bring vaccinations to vulnerable residents. On Friday, more than 150 seniors in independent living communities were given the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 71-year-old Teresa Montano got her shot on her patio.
I'm so happy. You don't know how it feels when you don't know where you're going to go get your shot, and it's real important to get the shot.
Similar efforts have started to pop up across the state, including in Denver. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.